We want to thank the Lord for letting us be in his house again this morning. Thank the Lord for everyone that's here. We want to say a special welcome to every visitor that we've got. And God's blessed us good this morning. We appreciate the Sunday school lesson. And we've been mentioning, and it's really on my heart, and I appreciate people that's been coming to Sunday school, and I appreciate all the people working Sunday school, especially the teachers. But I want to encourage you, if you're not coming to Sunday school, please make effort to come, because it'll be a blessing to you if you do that. And so I have a scripture that's come on my heart this morning. It's in the book of Mark. It's in the 12th chapter of the book of Mark. It's four verses, starting at verse 28. Jesus had been talking to some people and explaining some things to them. And here in verse 28, and one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, he asked him, this is what he asked Jesus, which is the first commandment of all? Think about that. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And so that's great. Just stand for a moment for a word of prayer, if you will, as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for being in your house this morning. Thank you for Sunday school already, and thank you for the fellowship we've already had, and just the joy of seeing people come to the house of God, and the excitement that we feel about having church this morning. God, thank you for what we feel, and God, just help us this morning. We'll have a meeting that you want us to have. God, we just pray that you help us to get in the very center of your will and do your will. And God, we thank you that you have a Holy Spirit to guide us. We ask you to bless us to worship you in spirit and in truth this morning, Lord. And we ask you these things in Jesus' precious name, and amen. You may be seated. We turn service over to the choir.
Page 112.
Many times I have wondered about the signs of
God is the light.
Page 30. Page 30.
No more clouds in the sky.
Thankful to be here this morning. Thankful for our choir songs. I love that song, What a Day That'll Be. And we're closer today to that day than we've ever been. There's an urgency this morning. Time is running out and our people are not saved. And I want to see our people get saved. One of these days, the Lord's going to come back and split the eastern sky, and there's going to be a resurrection of the just and the unjust, and the just are going to go up to heaven, and the unjust will go down to hell. And I don't want to see anybody go down to the devil's hell. Hell was made for the devil and his demons. It wasn't made for you and me. Today is the day of salvation, and I want to see someone get saved this morning. It's good to be here this morning. We'll ask everyone who will, please stand. We'll ask if anybody has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. Lots to pray for this morning. I've got a burdened heart. I really want to see someone get saved this morning. Really be praying for our service. Be praying for our pastor. Anybody have a spoken prayer request? Yeah, just remember that. Remember that.
He's not in remission like the original thought, so he's going to have to take a second round of chemo. So
remember. Yeah, truly really remember that request. Yeah, that's a good request. Appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. Remember the family of Karen Duncan. Remember Athens Church. Let's really be praying for them. Yeah, yep. Remember the Douglas family. Absolutely.
We had a good time celebrating with Marcel and him becoming a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about that just now. And I'm glad he's a citizen here.
Amen.
But I remember a time when I became a citizen of another country.
Yeah.
And I knelt down and I got saved. And,
you know, amen.
We had a lot of little ones seeking it.
Yeah.
And today, if the gospel goes out to them, they could be a brother or sister and a citizen of that country.
Yeah.
So hopefully, we've got a bunch of them that say, I ask them what their prayer request is, and they say to get saved.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, they can feel
like
God.
Yeah. Amen. Appreciate that. I've already said, let's remember this service. And as of today, as of right now, this service is the most important service. But also, we have several services coming up to be much in prayer for. We have ordination service next weekend at Pleasant View, and we have homecoming coming up. I'm real excited about our homecoming. Really be praying for our homecoming. Amen.
Well, Jeremy, talking about those services, we got a baptizing service next Sunday. Let's
right.
pray for that too.
Yeah, remember that baptizing. Nobody else has anything. We're going to ask Andrew Martin, lead us in prayer.
Our Father, they've seen the need of coming to this morning.
We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Let's follow the Lord this morning. Let's pray for them as they come.
I've not always been faithful, but He has. I've not always been graceful, but He has. I've not always been true, but He's always come through when He has. Yes, He has. I tell Him I'm not strong, and He says I am. Say I can't go on, He says I can. Though I'm not the better one, I've not always overcome, but He has, yes, He has. He has been the greatest friend this world has ever.
Yeah.
Appreciate that song. We'll ask if anybody else has a song or a testimony on your heart. Let's pray for them.
We're just going to try to do it without. I'm glad to be here this morning. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. And the song we're going to sing, we sing it often, and I love it. It's gotten me through some dark times in life. The world is like a roller coaster. Life's like a roller coaster. It's up and down. We were talking about it in Sunday school. I'm glad that it is well with my soul no matter what, that God has taken care of me. I'm glad to be here today. So you pray.
When the world has turned me down and a friend can't be found and my body bends beneath the toil and pain, when my load is hard to bear and it seems there's none to care, I'll find relief when I kneel and call His name. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Through the storms, He'll give me light. He will answer when upon His name I call.
His name I call.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's alright when I talk with the Lord.
With the Lord.
Now when my steps are getting slow and it's time for me to go, and old Satan he tries to say my prayers are vain, but when I cross old Jordan's tide and I reach the other side, it'll be all right for the Lord. He'll call my name. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Through the storms, He'll give me light. He will answer. I call.
His name I call.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I will never fear the night. It's all right when I talk with the Lord.
Talk with the Lord.
Oh no, I'm not afraid to cross. Father owns the land on both sides. He'll walk with me through the shadows, and in home, sweet home, I'll abide.
Thankful for that song this morning. I'm thankful I'm not afraid to cross that river. We'll ask one more time before we turn over to our pastors. Anybody have a song or a testimony on your heart? If not, really be praying, church. We'll turn it over to our pastor.
Sure is good to be in the Lord's house. I appreciate what I can feel. I'm just happy to be here, and thank God for Sunday school. Thank God for the choir singing and the special singing and opening up. If you're here this morning
and there's a spiritual need in your life, God's able to take care of that. And I have some scriptures I want to read this morning, a number of places. I was going to start in the book of Ephesians, changed my mind. I think I'm going to start back in the book of James and then go to Ephesians. And I might have some more scriptures to read a little later. It's kind of interesting to me, as I looked at the scriptures that's on my heart to use this morning. I've used them recently or back a ways, I don't know how long. A lot of these scriptures are scriptures that God put on my heart to use when I opened up service, when I was just starting. And God's brought these back together and wants me to deal with them more this morning. So I need your prayers and want you to pray real earnestly. And I may touch that later. As often happens, when Sunday school was going on, the Sunday school teacher, of course, this morning was Brother Carl, touched on some of the things that it's on my heart. And I love it when that happens. I love when God puts things together like that. And so, once again, let me say I'm glad of everybody that's here this morning. And I appreciate you being here. And so, again, we want to go to the book of James. And I want to read some verses from the 4th chapter and then one verse from the 5th chapter. And from there, I'll go over into the book of Ephesus and read from the 4th chapter. Okay, I want you to pray. Pray very much. Please do that. In the 4th chapter of the book of James, starting at verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That's a promise. Think about that. Now listen to this. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. Think about that. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? And then over in the 5th chapter of the book of James, and the 9th verse says, grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And then back over here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Now let me pause and just explain something a minute. That's two kinds of conversation. Corrupt conversation said don't do that. But what kind of communication then? It said, but that which is good, why? To the use of edifying. Edifying is uplifting, and that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So what we do and what we say has an impact on God reaching out to the souls of the lost. And go, pray as I go on here. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Boy, I'm glad when you get saved, it's eternal life. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 31. Let all, A-L-L, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And then this sums it up here. Get this. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And so when you sum that up there in that 32nd verse, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, and who's that to? That's to everybody. Even forgiving one another, those that's done or said something to you wrong, that's hurt you some way or another, that's the mark of a Christian. And I'm glad today that we've got a God that's bigger than the world. And I'm glad that we've got a God that's able to help us to do the things that's against the nature of the flesh. Life, even when you get saved, well, you got God in your soul, and he's bigger than the things in the world. He that's within you is greater than he that's in the world. But life's still a battle. It's still a struggle. We just don't just get up. I thought when I was a young Christian, I thought I'd live for the Lord for a little while, and I thought it would become automatic. I just live for the Lord, and everything would go real smooth, and
I wouldn't have any problems, wouldn't have any obstacles, but I found out life is like a roller coaster. I think that was maybe Cooper said that earlier. Life is like a roller coaster. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. But I praise God, whether I'm on the mountain or whether I'm in the valley, God's still with me. And Brother Carl, I mentioned this earlier. He was teaching in Sunday school. He was talking about when times gets rough and when we're down low and troubles come and problems come. He said, sometime somebody will do something, say something, or do something to hurt you. He said, what is the nature of the flesh? He said, the nature of the flesh is I'm going to get even with them. But he said, that's not what God's way is. And I'm telling you what, God's way is to forgive. And I'm glad I got saved one time. If you're here today and you're not saved, you need to get saved. Why, preacher? So I can get along with people? Well, that'll help you do that too. But the main reason you need to get saved so you can go to heaven. I'm going to heaven, but I want to live right, and I want to talk right, and I want to act right while I'm down here so I can help somebody else go to heaven. If I don't do what I'm supposed to, I'm not going to help somebody else. And I got some other scriptures that I want to read here. If you got a problem with somebody, well, preacher, why are you preaching on this? Because God give it to me. We got a good church, and I thank the Lord for the love and the harmony that's in our church. But some reason, God wants me to preach on this. And I don't have to go through my Bible through the week. And I say, well, I believe I'll pick out this message. I think I like this one. I'd rather be preaching on John 3:16 this morning. But in fact, I'd rather be preaching on whatever God wants me to preach, and that's what this is. So you pray real hard this morning. If you got a problem with somebody, listen to this. Here in the 11th chapter of the book of Mark, Jesus said these words, and this is in the 25th verse. He said, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Now, wait a minute, preacher. If I'm just praying and it comes across my mind and I realize that I've got something against somebody, I'm supposed to just forgive them? It's kind of, you kind of hear the saying, well, I'll forgive them if they ask me just right. If they apologize, then I'll forgive them. I want to preach something that might shock you. If somebody's done something to hurt you or said something to hurt you, you're supposed to forgive them whether they ever apologize or get right or not. Let me read that again. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So if you want to be in fellowship with God, forgive them that's done you wrong, whether they ask for an apology or whether they tell you that or not. Now listen, so we're on one side of this here that's talking about if you've got aught against anybody, supposed to get it fixed. Well, let's look at another thing that applies to that too. Listen to this. This is over in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou rememberest that thy brother hast aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and bring and offer the gift. Well, what's that talking about, preacher? Well, over there in the book of Mark, where I was talking to you, if you remember that you've got something against somebody, forgive them. Over here, if you realize that somebody's got something against you, therefore if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou remembers that thy brother hast aught against thee, leave thy gift there before the altar, go thy way, first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. I want to preach this morning, God don't want us to have things between us and other people. God wants us to have a clean heart. And let me go ahead and read some more over here. I want to get this too, over here in the chapter, verse 43, same chapter, but verse 43, Jesus is still talking. He said, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. I read to you and opened it up. What's the greatest commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, now Jesus is talking down here. He goes a step farther. He said, you have heard it said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Listen to this. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? If you want to show your light as a Christian, you need to love them that hate you. You need to treat them good that's treated you bad. You need to be kind-hearted. Listen, let me go on. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than the other? Do not even the publicans so? But ye therefore being perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And so, listen, some do's and don'ts of a Christian. That's my text this morning. Some do's and don'ts of a Christian. What are the do's? Well, first of all, the do's, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. If you're not saved, get saved. And if you are saved, love the Lord. Let it show in your life. You know, if you're saved, you got the love of God in your soul. But if you're saved, you need to act like it. You need to let it show. Let your light shine. So love the Lord thy God. Love thy neighbors thyself, and love thine enemy, and pray for them that despitefully use you. That's some of the do's. My friend, what are some of the don'ts? Don't be judgmental of other people. God's the righteous judge. He reserves that to his own self. Don't go around gossiping. Don't get together and talk about people. I didn't really want to tell this story, but God brought it back to my mind. I'm going to have to tell a story on myself. Sometimes, you know, God lets me use some of my mistakes and errors as a lesson or maybe an illustration. Sometimes, I'd really be honest with you, sometimes I'd rather not tell bad stuff on myself, but sometimes it's necessary. When I was just a young Christian, there was a preacher that I'd heard preach, and he was a Holy Ghost preacher. But after a while, word got around. He'd done some things that he hadn't ought to have done. You know, sometimes even preachers does that. Sometimes even some of the finest Christians, sometimes they go astray. Well, the word was that this preacher had went astray. He'd got off the path. And so I heard people talking about him. I may have even talked about him myself. Don't remember that, but I didn't like what I heard. I thought, well, that's that. I won't be able to get with that preacher anymore. Well, somehow or another, it happened that I showed up at a church service, and they got him to preach. And I remember thinking, this is not going to be anything good here. I just wasted my time. I've heard the bad stories on this fella, but here's what happened. When the meeting started going on and the church got on the mountain, and I even had some shouting, and I was sitting there cold as a frog, and I thought, what's wrong with these people? What's the matter with them? Don't they know this man's messed up? Why are they shouting and going on like that? But I had confidence in them people. It puzzled me. Well, I'll tell you what really got my attention. There was a young woman come to the altar, and she got up and said she got saved. Tears running down her face. She said, I got saved. I'm going to heaven. Well, when that happened, I felt the Spirit move in my soul, and I began to pray. And I left there and I prayed and I said, God, what's wrong? God said, you're the one that's wrong. God said, you've been a judge and you've been part of the gossip. You need to repent. And I got down on my knees at home and I prayed and asked God to forgive me. And a few nights later, they started revival. A few nights later, I went back to the revival and I prayed on the way and I said, God, please help that man to preach tonight. And God, if he really does preach, help me to back him. And when I got back to the church and the church began to move, I felt good. I'd repented. I'd got rid of some of my problems. I'd repented. And when church moved that night, I was part of the right thing. I'm telling you what, God's people, we need to be where God can use us. Let me tell you this. Going back over in the book of James, over here in the first chapter, I got this verse marked, verse 1 and 26. Listen to this. This is for all of us. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. And so you might be a saved person, but if you don't watch what you say and watch what you do and watch how you act, you're going to get to a point where you can't help anybody and you can't help yourself and them you love either. We need to be about the Father's business. And so let me go back one more time where it said over here, grudge not against one another, brethren, lest
ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And I wrote down on the edge of my Bible the definition of grudge. Grudge definition: persistent feelings of ill will or resentment because of past insult or injury. My friend, we need to have a forgiving heart in the flesh. We can't do it by ourselves, but I want you to know when we are saved by the grace of God, he that's within you is greater than he that's within the world. And so listen, if you're saved today, there's victory to be had, but we've got to come God's way to have the victory. And so, that's the message on my heart. And boy, I could feel you praying. I appreciate, I need your prayers this morning, probably much as ever. But I appreciate today that we got a God that's able to do what needs to be done. And we got people that's able to do what God wants us to do. Now, I want us to get a song, and I want us to all to stand. And I'm going to make an invitation this morning. And I want to say this. I don't know anybody's heart, but if there's a burden in your heart this morning, and you want to pray, you might want to pray for yourself, or you might want to pray for somebody else. If you've got a burden for somebody else, whatever it is, it doesn't have to even line up with what I preached about this morning. Whatever your burden is, if you've got a burden and you need to pray for somebody, come and bring it to the altar. When you get done, if you want to go back to your seat, that's fine and dandy. Doesn't matter. Just obey the Lord. While the church sings this morning, just examine yourself. Where are you at? Where do you stand before the Lord? What are you doing for Jesus? While we're singing, please obey the Lord. Yeah. Bless the Lord. Obey the Lord. I don't know what anybody needs to do, but I feel like somebody needs to do something. Please obey the Lord. Please let God help us this morning. God knows what we need. He knows how to help us. Obey the Lord. Obey the Master this morning. Please help us, God. Lord, we need you. Please help us, Lord. God, I thank you today for your tender mercies. I thank you, God, today for your saving grace. I thank you, God, today for your forgiving heart. Thank you, God, for forgiving me. And God, help me to forgive others so I can get that forgiveness day to day that you've got. I'm going to say just a word or two and then ask for another song. Again, I don't know anybody's case here today. And I know what I've preached on didn't preach much about salvation this morning, just a little bit. Preached you need to get born again if you want to go to heaven. That's simple and that's the basis of it. But I preached how we ought to do as a Christian if we want to have power with God. Satan wants to come in and he wants to corrupt our thoughts and our dealings. He's like a wedge. If he can come in and just get a little bit of a wedge in, he keeps driving that wedge and it keeps expanding the distance between us and where we ought to be with God. If you've got something that Satan's using on you, don't be ashamed to ask God to help you to get rid of that. Somebody needs to do something this morning. Well, preacher, I can't come forward after you preach what you did. Whatever God's given you to do, do that. We need to obey the Lord in spite of everything. And by the grace of God, we can. But again, you that are here that are lost, maybe God spoke to you last week. Well, maybe he spoke to you again this morning. He could have. If you need to come and pray, you do that. If anybody's here, God, you know you're saved, and God wants you to join this church while the doors is open. You can even come, even if I wasn't making that invitation. But somebody needs to do something this morning. Let's pray real hard and sing us one more song. And please obey the Lord while we're singing. Please come. Mind the Lord. Mind the Lord this morning. Yeah. Amen. Trust the Lord. Amen. Let God have His way this morning, folks. Obey the Lord. Please, God, help us. Where could I go? Let me sum up this way. If you have an ought against somebody or a grudge against somebody, you have no excuse. Whatever they've done, however out of line they've been, you have no excuse to keep an ought against somebody or a grudge against somebody. If you're speaking evil of somebody, if you're gossiping about somebody, you're wrong. God said, don't do it. Even if it's irritating to you. If you're speaking evil of somebody, talking bad about them, gossiping, you're out of line. I read to you out of scriptures and done my best to preach to you what those scriptures said. Don't do that. It'll bring heartache and it'll spread you apart from what you need to be doing. It'll bring a lot of heartache to you and others too. And so if you got something that's really grinding on you, ask the Lord to help you. God will help you with it. So, anything else on anybody's heart? Got another announcement to make, and then I'll turn over to the other announcements. I want to mention this. I already mentioned it. We're having a baptizing next Sunday. And let's really pray for that baptizing. And, you know, God's been blessing us. And when we've been having baptizing, we've been having a good number of visitors come and support the baptismal candidates. And I hope that happens this week, and I believe it really will. And what an opportunity for God to speak to people's hearts. Also, on Saturday, there's an ordination service at Pleasant View. What is that, 2 o'clock? Okay. They're ordaining a young preacher up there. And so remember that service. But also this Saturday at 5 o'clock, there's a service at Continental, and Sister Paige is going to get baptized up there, Cameron's friend. And me and Cameron, God willing, are going to be baptizing. And so I don't know if I can make it to the ordination and that too or not. I'm working on it, but might be able to. But anyway, pray for that service on the 13th. And then, like I say, the 14th is when we're having the baptizing here. And really, really continue to pray for the Duncan family. Sister Karen's passed on. There's viewing up there tonight, viewing up there tomorrow, and then the funeral's Tuesday. And I think the funeral Tuesday, I think it's at 11 o'clock or 10:30. No, it's 10:30. I believe it's 10:30. So remember that and pray, pray, pray. And if you want to just be seated, we'll turn over to the announcements.
I looked over to see if Blaine was standing over there. He already walked back there. So I guess that's my cue. Yeah, he's pointing at me now. I guess that's my cue. I got to read the announcements today. So Terry's already announced some of these. We got the letter from Pleasant View inviting us to that ordination service. That's for Chad Collard. He's being ordained as a minister, and that's at 2 o'clock. They're asking the ordained men to meet at Pleasant View at the Fellowship Hall at 1 p.m. to form the council, and there'll be dinner following the service. Ladies Club is collecting handwritten recipes for a cookbook to be published before Christmas. We've talked about this several times. You can see Brittany Hendrickson for a recipe card or submit your own handwritten card. That one's already passed. Let's see. We've got a letter from Crouches Creek. They're going to be having an ordination service on Saturday, July 20th at 12:30 p.m. They're going to be ordaining two people, one Jared Potter as a minister and Joe Gilreath as a deacon. The service will start at 1 p.m., and they're asking the council to be there at 12:30. That's what it is. And they'll have dinner afterwards. We're having vacation Bible school. That's going to be July 15th through the 19th, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. here at the church. And the theme for that this year, as you can tell walking in, is Lego and let God. So remember that. Be much in prayer. And come out if you can. Let's see, it says, I guess you don't need them to meet today, right? Okay. Let's see. Okay, Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, they're having services from July 10th through July 12th. And that'll start, the 10th through the 12th will start at 7 p.m. Then they'll have service on Saturday at 3 p.m. And they've got a whole list of preachers here. Jason Faulkner, Hunter Wood, Chase Lay, Trey Brock, and the Heavenly Heirs will be singing there. So go out there and support them if you can. Pray for them. That's it.
Thank the Lord for y'all being here. We got some folks with us that maybe hadn't been able to be here for a while. And I want to say especially, we're sure glad to have you. Appreciate you being here. Hope you come back soon and often. And remember, service time tonight at 6 o'clock. And pray. If nothing else to be said, we'll ask everybody seated to stand. I'll ask Brother Ethan to pray dismissal.